In this episode of the Making Money Personal podcast, Terry and I will be speaking with Christine Malloy, one of Triangle Credit Union's commercial loan officers, about the importance of entrepreneurs building a business relationship with their financial institution. If you're a business owner or are thinking about starting your very own business, this episode is for you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Triangle's Making Money Personal podcast, where we engage in real talk about financial matters that affect our community. Today's episode is sponsored by Triangle Credit Union, recently voted best credit union in New Hampshire.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. Terry, how are you today?
I'm doing okay, Will. Thanks so much. I'm doing okay. What about you?
I'm excited because Christine is here to talk about business and entrepreneurship.
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the studio, Miss Christine.
Thank you. Look, glad to be here.
So, Christine, what do you do for Triangle exactly? Just so the audience can get to know you a little bit better.
I am a commercial loan officer, which basically means I originate loans, bring them in the door, process them, and submit them to underwriting, and walk through the process with the business owner and build relationships with business owners.
Perfect.
Do you frequently meet with, you know, if I'm a new business owner, Christine, and I have a need for some financial backing, you know, some new funds or something like that, if I called in here, would I typically end up, would you be my first point of contact, I guess is what I'm asking?
I am one of the first points of contact at the commercial loan department. I receive the incoming phone calls as well as the leads from the branches, where I then call the business owner and just do a discovery interview to learn about the business and understand what their need is.
Okay, so you are a good, you know, you're a good first point of contact then.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it. Okay, yes. Awesome. So, if I'm a business owner, I've called you and, you know, and then you have to call me back. What would be some of the, you had just mentioned like business discovery questions.
Right.
Can you kind of go over some of those things that you would be asking me?
A solid financial partner will offer all the necessary products and services to meet the needs of any business. And in addition, be very approachable and responsive with lending practices and decisions. Some of the products and services that we offer will require a true interview to make sure that we fit the needs of the member. We also, if they're looking for a loan, through that discovery process, try to understand exactly what they're looking for, learn the history of the business, the current trends, financial trends, the current ownership structure, and the whole purpose. Then once we understand that, it helps with underwriting and the risk analysis, then we also know what to ask the member, what we need for the different loan products that they're looking for. For example, we'll ask almost in every case a minimum of at least 2 years of federal business taxes and personal taxes,
okay,
recent sets of financial statements. All of those things help to determine the ability to repay the debt. It allows us to review the assets and the liabilities and to determine the loan structure and repayment terms.
Awesome.
If it's a brand new business, though, it's a bit different. It's different because we do not have a financial history to examine. So our total lending decision would rely heavily on personal collateral, personal credit history, a strong business plan, and we would want to know how much cash the business owner is willing to inject in this new business.
Okay. Is there a certain percentage that you would be looking for in terms of personal cash? You know, if is there a certain percentage?
We like to see 10%.
Okay.
And depending upon the program, if we use the SBA, the Small Business Association, they have their own requirements as well.
Okay. And can I just want to go back and touch base a little bit about the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
How formal does that business plan usually, you know, have to be?
Mm-hmm. We provide blank guided type forms for people to fill out if they don't have one. But a business plan doesn't necessarily have to be too formal, but it should have important ingredients, okay, per se.
Right.
For example, a strong business plan tells the story. It provides the vision and then also explains how and why they are going to be successful. A good plan includes competitive analysis, pricing, staffing needs, a long-term planning, including economic downshifts and upswings. Mm. So we want to see that they have staying power, that they will be capable of paying the loan back over time and on a consistent basis.
Okay. Awesome.
What doesn't look good is if somebody doesn't really think those things out.
Right.
Not having a plan, not doing the research, then we question, you know, how serious is this business owner?
Right.
Right.
Good.
So what kind of products and services does Triangle offer new businesses or even existing businesses that we have?
Generally, financial institutions, Triangle, a bank, all offer business checking and savings accounts to transact business, whether by paper checks and cash or through electronic card transactions and online banking services. Other products and services include lending, which we just discussed, merchant services, payroll services, and access to insurance and investment products. Offering various lending products such as loans for asset purchases, real estate purchases, or lines of credit to help with cash flow, all assist businesses with growth and equity opportunities.
Right. What should a person consider when looking for a financial institution?
Every business owner is unique, so choosing an institution can be as simple as easy access to a retail branch, or as important as securing a trusted relationship with a financial partner and loan officer. A solid financial partner will offer the necessary products and services to meet the needs of any business, and in addition, be approachable and responsive with lending practices and decisions. A business owner needs a lending partner that can provide advice when necessary and truly appreciate the vision of the business. Some business owners also may choose to work with a smaller institution, such as Triangle, that houses not only their preferred loan officer, but also the operations of the commercial department all at the same place.
Right.
So having a full service local office can make the difference for some transactions, especially when there is a timing issue. So Triangle, for example, has a fully staffed local commercial loan office where the originators are located and all the necessary loan processing and underwriting takes place. It's all done right here in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Right.
Awesome. Christine, have you had the opportunity in terms of starting the, you know, working with a business from its inception to the development and its growth?
Yes, I have. I've been with Triangle for about 4.5 years. And during that time, I started working with clients that, for example, wanted to become real estate investors. And they started with one property. And over the last 4.5 years, they now have numerous properties, 5 or 6 or even more. I have helped businesses expand that were very small, and they turned around and bought a competitor's business that was maybe triple their size, and which then helped them again grow and prosper and become much larger through different programs and services and lending. We've also helped startups from the get-go who had a solid vision where we took the chance and provided the funds for fit-up, equipment, and cash flow to help them live this American dream. I'm working with a client right now that we just finished giving them a loan for a new business in Salem, New Hampshire. This particular woman worked in a different career completely during the day, but on the weekends did what she loved to do. So she came to me with this vision and this business plan saying, I want to do permanently and full time what I love to do.
That's awesome.
This is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it happen.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Good story.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story.
It is.
Wow. That is super cool.
And I just went out to visit with them today and to see all the construction going on, and it was very exciting. And I just know that they're going to do well.
How long did you say you've been here?
4.5 years.
4.5 years. Mm-hmm. So have you worked with a business member for that length of time, like over the course of the growth?
Absolutely. We have clients that, like I said, have came to us with a vision. You know, they wanted to be investors in real estate. And we've helped numerous customers just develop their portfolio. Mm-hmm. We work with anybody that walks in the door. We're willing to talk to them because we want to understand what their needs are, what their plan is, and to make sure that it's a good fit for Triangle Credit Union as well.
Right.
So our door is always open to for discussion.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
We're also currently working with a successful trade school. With one that is currently only has one location in New Hampshire. The owners wanted to be able to serve more clients in other areas of the state, so they researched the needs of the communities and decided to expand and build a second location near the coast. So they came to Triangle, and Triangle reached out to the SBA, and together we put together a loan program and structured it to build a complete second location for the school and basically double their business. And they're growing, and we look forward to watching them succeed and are thrilled to be part of this success story.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I'm getting like all warm. Like, this is, so what did you say your official title was? Like
commercial loan officer.
So you're really a dream maker. you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like commercial heart officer.
That's going to be so satisfying.
It is.
Christine,
that's why I really truly love what I do. Yeah. I really truly
do. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're making, like you said, like these people, if this is their passion and you're bringing the tools that they need to get it done. That's really cool. I love that.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have some of the businesses been members with Triangle, and what's the longest to date?
Well, Triangle, I believe, started lending in the mid 90s, mm-hmm. Business lending. Sorry.
Right.
One of the first loans was to a local church, and I believe they are still members to this day, or in fact, I know they are still members to this day. And, a large majority of our business members stay with us, and they refer clients to us mm-hmm. over and over. And I truly believe Triangle has had great success in business lending because of the personal interaction, responsive and ongoing open communication with our members, along with offering the loan products and services that meet their needs.
Right.
So we're pretty successful and pretty proud of that.
Christine, can you talk a little bit more about why it's important for a business and a financial institution to have a strong relationship?
Absolutely. A strong relationship is everything in this business. And if one of my clients has a specific need, such as to add an asset, or wants to start talking expansion ideas and calls me to discuss their plan, I am thrilled. It is a very, very good feeling because I know that I have become their partner, their trusted advisor, and I can guide them towards their goals to ensure success for them, but also for Triangle Credit Union.
Right.
Right.
That's awesome. And so clearly the relationship is mutually beneficial then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hi guys, Will here. We hope you're enjoying this episode, and sorry to interrupt, but here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Did you know that in 2018, small businesses made up 99.9% of all U.S. businesses? Whether you currently own a small business or are thinking about launching one, at Triangle Credit Union, we have all the tools you need to help your business grow. We offer an array of deposit products and a variety of lending options, along with merchant and payroll services to simplify your finances. Recently awarded the SBA's 2019 Financial Services Champion of the Year for New Hampshire and New England, we can take your business to the next level. At Triangle Credit Union, serving our community is our business. Visit trianglecu.org for more information.
So Christine, where can people go to learn more about starting a business, and what are some resources that are that might be available today?
First of all, as you all know, New Hampshire is a great place to do it.
Yes.
New Hampshire is pro-business with numerous resources available. To start, the New Hampshire Office of the SBA provides an incredible service through its program called SCORE. For those of you who are not aware of SCORE, it is a program made up of around 175 volunteer business experts throughout the state. They help with business plans and strategy and real-world advice. The SBA also has a program specifically geared towards women at their Center for Women in Enterprise. The center assists women entrepreneurs with business development and growth plans. Another great resource is through the Division of Economic Development. They offer advice and assistance to businesses such as technical training, recruiting, procurement of federal and state contracts, and so much more. And I would be remiss if I didn't discuss Live Free and Start. It's an initiative that Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, started along with the Business Finance Authority and Department of Business and Economic Affairs, aimed at creating jobs and making it easier for companies to start, grow, and succeed in New Hampshire.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a great program. There's websites about Live Free and Start that people can go on there and get a lot of information with regards to how to run a business, what to do, as well as the SBA obviously has numerous articles of information.
Yeah, we'll be sure to link those in the show notes.
Right. Absolutely.
Those are great resources.
And finally, a solid resource for any business is their credit union or bank. I personally have met with many business owners and entrepreneurs over the years and go over the process of business banking and lending and, you know, discuss what do we look for to get approved for a loan, what kind of products and services are available, and how to develop a business plan, and how to move forward to have success. So, you know, we're here for them. You know, my door is always open. I'm always here to answer the call. And, you know, I welcome anyone, you know, anyone that's looking or thinking about starting a business. I'd be very happy to talk to them.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
What is the best way to reach you, Christine? Like,
probably the best way is by email. My email is cmalloy, which is M-A-L-L-O-Y, at trianglecu.org.
Okay. Good.
Perfect.
Christine, thank you so much for coming in the studio today and spending time with us, you know, sharing your experience as a commercial loan officer and all of the good things that you guys are doing. And I do want to give a shout out to our commercial lending team for receiving Credit Union of the Year from the Small Business Administration. That was in 2018. And most recently, they received another award, about a month or so ago. It's the Financial Services Champion of the Year, Triangle Credit Union, and that goes out to the commercial lending team as well. So kudos to you guys for doing such great things in New Hampshire and for our membership. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an honor to have received those awards. And again, it's an honor to be able to serve the membership and develop relationships and provide the necessary lending to help businesses succeed.
Excellent.
All right, and that's going to wrap it up. If anybody has any questions or suggestions for a podcast, be sure to email us at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org. I encourage you to like us on Facebook, the Triangle Credit Union page on there. If you can, please rate and review our podcast on iTunes. That would be a tremendous help. Also, if you can share it on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you have, we'll take it. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. Have a great day.